Good morning, everyone. Come on in. Y'all ready to talk about private coaching? Right. How's everybody doing? It's kind of sort of a holiday weekend. One of those years where July 4th is in the middle of the week. So I am Coach Betsy. I'm going to change my name here. And we are going to do a little talking about private coaching. Coach Kathy is here with me. She is going to be coming up here with me. We're going to have just a fun conversation this morning about private coaching. There she is. Hello.
Good morning, Coach Betsy.
Good morning, Coach Kathy.
Good morning, everyone here.
I'll say hi in the chat. We're going to keep it real casual today and just talk about private coaching. If any of you all are on the fence, we always say, you know, it's uncomfortable on that fence. It hurts your butt on that fence when you're on the fence about anything. So let's get you off the fence, at least one fence. Oh, Rhonda. I knew you might be on here, Rhonda, so you can talk about how amazing private coaching is. All right. Well,
Alice has been on the fence for months. She is very uncomfortable.
Okay, Alice. Our goal, Alice, is to get you off the fence today, one way or the other. And Robin has already signed up. She is on our wait list and she is doing the work.
I love that. I love that.
Hit the ground running for when she starts with a coach, which is amazing. So, all right. So what we're going to do today is, like I said, we're just going to keep it real casual. Kathy and I are going to have a conversation about just private coaching, whether it is right for you. And, but I thought it would be fun for us to kind of introduce ourselves and talk about a little bit about our experience in our own private coaching, because Kathy and I both have our own private coaches outside of NoBS, and just, you know, a little bit about us. And then if any of you all have any questions about private coaching, anything that you're not getting answered, I think we'll probably get most of them answered by the end of our call today. But please put your question in the Q&A. Kathy's going to keep an eye on that. And we'll also look in the chat as well. If you have any specific questions, what, Kathy?
I was like, oh yeah, the Q&A.
Glad I reminded you. So
yeah, I'm glad you reminded me too.
There's a little red something. Yeah, a little.
I got it.
Or something.
I got it.
We'll see it. All right. Well, I am Coach Betsy. I am the head coach here in NoBS. I have an amazing team of coaches that I work with every day, including Coach Kathy. I like to say I've been around forever, and Kathy has been around here almost as, well, as long as me, really. Almost.
Almost forever.
Almost forever. were we the first and second?
Do you know, somebody posted in here, it was Shops a Lot, Jean Banning. She called us the OG coaching team, which we are.
We are. I was thinking about that before our call today, mm-hmm. that we were the coaching team way back when. Just the two of us, and of course Corinne as well. But in terms of private coaching, we were the first two private coaches here at NoBS. And so I found Corinne way back in 2006, 2007 on the Weight Watchers message board, and the rest is history. So just lost my weight twice with NoBS, had a regain and lost it for the last time back in 2015, lost 70 pounds. And yes, and I work with a private coach. Kathy and I were talking yesterday that both of us really can't imagine life without a coach, just because you always need someone to kind of see your BS, because we just can't ever see all of it. Mm-hmm. And so I just can't imagine not working with a coach at some point. We're pretty biased since we're coaches ourselves, but we recognize the power of coaching. And so, yes, I work with a coach who really just helps me have a lot of compassion and love for myself and my thinking. And I swear, I was telling you, Kathy, yesterday, a lot of what we do on our coaching sessions is just celebrate. We celebrate that I have thoughts and feelings that come in, and they're all very normal, and I can, you know, accomplish a lot in the meantime. So it's pretty amazing to have someone that just can focus on you every week. So let's hear about you, Kathy. I've talked enough.
Okay. So as the story goes, 2013, I met Corinne at a church retreat. That story never gets old, and it's always true. I really did meet her at a church retreat. I just listened to her talk, and how many of you can raise your hand or not, just have the thought, she just makes sense. I mean, she'd been making sense for a long time, right? So I came home and I told my husband, I'm going to do this one more time. I'm going to try losing weight one more time. And it has nothing to do with you. You can go to Taco Bell if you don't like what I fix. Just, I will take care of you and I'll take care of me. But that was honestly, Betsy, the very first time I had ever like gone off on my own and advocated for myself and not been that whatever you want, dear, type of wife. I lost 80 pounds in about 18 months. And then I, at that point, of course, Corinne kind of, you know, like she does with everyone, we were much smaller back then. She kind of helped me along the way. I didn't talk to her every week, but every now and then we'd get together and she'd look at my food logs and offer me level ups and stuff. But at about 18 months, when I hit maintenance, I hit the panic zone. I don't know how to do maintenance. I've never kept my weight off. All those little crappy thoughts, that's when I hired my first coach. And my first coach was Coach Jane, who you all know as the binge coach now. She wasn't the binge coach back then. She was just coaching it all, just like, you know, we do now. And she helped me develop that maintenance mindset. Since then, I have had a coach. I don't think I've ever been without a coach. I've had four different ones for different reasons. I hired my friend Michelle to help me decide whether or not I want to leave my job. I've hired people to help me with confidence. I've hired people to help me with, you know, Jane obviously helped on the weight loss side. You can go into coaching the way I did, or you can go into with an intention, or you can go into coaching and say, look, I know I need help. I need somebody to talk to. Because one thing I get out of coaching that Betsy didn't mention is that one person in the world who will love me no matter what comes out my mouth, who will love me no matter what behaviors I bring to coaching, who won't try to fix me. You know, my husband loves me completely. I'm sure some of y'all experience partners who, you know, go to the mat for you, but he wants to fix me. And when I get upset, he gets upset. So to be perfectly honest, in order to maintain our relationship the way it is, I talk to my coach about a lot of the things that are really bothering me. I may not talk to him because I don't want to upset him. I know what his reaction is going to be. So my coach is that one person in the world I know always loves me, doesn't try to fix me, and will always be there with ears to help me figure out what my next steps are. Just a beautiful thing.
I love that. And that's actually, and what we're going to do, y'all, today is just kind of go through some of the reasons that you may be on the fence about private coaching. And that really relates to kind of the first one that I want to talk about. But before we do that, you mentioned kind of some things that you've gotten help with from a coach. And of course, uh-huh. We focus on weight loss here in OBS, but weight loss is so connected to, everything is connected. You yeah. mentioned your maintenance mindset. You mentioned yeah. confidence.
Yeah.
And of course, weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten help from coaches on time management, which is actually something we're going to work on inside the membership in the next few months. But I have worked with a coach just specifically on that to help me kind of create a calendar that works for me and to really work on, trusting myself and doing what I say I'm going to do, making decisions, just making any kind of big decisions. You can get help from an OBS coach about. I've also worked with a coach on sex and relationships and intimacy with my husband. And so that's something that you can get help help with inside of No BS. Our coach Julie is an amazing, she's actually getting certified as a sex and intimacy coach right now as well. So, but everything is connected. A lot of things come back to weight loss and just, or we're not losing weight because of some other things that are going on in our lives. And so just know that as coaches, we are trained to coach on anything, and all of our coaches can do that.
Can I jump in? Thank you. What's really funny is everything I got coaching on, whether it was maintenance or confidence or changing my job, everything I needed coaching on was causing stress in my life, which was creating urges to eat. Whether it was stress or doubt or regret or guilt or whatever feeling was coming up was giving me urges to eat and to drink, y'all. Seriously. I would go downstairs after a tough day of work and go, man, I need to decompress. Where's the bourbon? When I recognized that behavior, I was like, that's probably not the best Kathy behavior I want. Who can I talk to about this? How can I get some help?
Yes. Corinne was talking to us the other day about how there's some emotional need, right, that's not being met when we are overeating or overdrinking. And that is what we can help you with inside of private coaching, is really identifying where you are emotionally hungry when you think that we're physically hungry. So, all right. So something that Sarah said in the chat is actually what we're gonna talk about as kind of the first reason that we hear a lot on why members are on the fence about private coaching. And it's this whole thing about, I'm afraid I'm going to fail again, or I'm afraid I'm going to pay all this money and I'm going to fail. I'm not going to lose weight. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, Sarah, because it's really kind of what Kathy said about that you really can come to your coach with anything and they will love you and support you and help you. And so, just my work with a coach has been, I feel like a failure. I'm afraid to kind of come to them with what's happened. Maybe I had a binge or an overeat. But what coaching can do is really give you this perspective of, okay, maybe it could actually be okay. Maybe I don't have to see this as a failure. Maybe I can see this as progress, because I'm coming to someone, I'm being honest about what I'm doing, and I'm open to learning about it. So what have you got, Kathy?
I was just adjusting my mic because somebody said it was hard to hear me. Just kind of scooting over to the mic a little bit more.
But yeah, what are your thoughts about I'm afraid I'm going to fail?
That is such a common thought throughout anything you try new in No BS. Let's say you join us, you might have a fear of, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Let's say you hit maintenance, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Let's say you I'm going to try the doable hunger method, but you're afraid you're going to fail. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is just your next level of pushing yourself into an unknown zone. And anytime we do that, there's a risk of immediate success, immediate failure, or anything in between. But what if you have a skilled coach, and how many skilled coaches do you have, Betsy? Like all of them?
Oh, yeah. The entire team is very skilled, for sure.
And the one thing they're going to do is teach you how to process what you consider failure. Now, in No BS, failure is a good thing, right? We look at failure as an opportunity to assess and figure out what we don't want to do next time, or what our level up will be next time. So in my mind, if you're failing, you're working, you're doing the things, you're growing, you've got ambition, right?
I actually had it hanging up in my office, the Theodore Roosevelt quote about you're in the arena. Right. You're marred with dirt and sweat. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there making mistakes, you're in the arena. You're not up in the stands watching, and watching life pass you by. You're actually out in there and making mistakes and learning and growing, and also having a lot of successes along the way. The folks in the stand aren't getting, aren't failing or succeeding. They're just, staying the same. And so, so that's what we can help you with in South Florida. Mm-hmm. It's really processing all of those mistakes and helping you really you know, also process the emotions that come with that in terms of the shame and judgment, and really help you learn and help you kind of just take the temperature down on those things, because they're part of the journey. They're absolutely part of the process, because it means you're taking action. It means you're doing.
And us as coaches, you're not going to shock us with any failures or any, you know, crappy thoughts or anything like that.
We've heard it all, right?
And we've said it all and done it all ourselves. Felt it all. I mean, if you think about it, Betsy and I lost our weight around the same time, 2013, 2015. I don't know about Betsy. I've had ups and downs. I've had regains and re-losses. I've had, you know, all the things, all the next level stuff, all the beginner stuff. So, you know, we come to you with varying types of experience, varying types of things that we've been through. And, you know, that's what your coaches bring to private coaching, is their own, you know, their own personal way of helping. We can give you like action steps, what to do next. And we can also dig in and help you figure out what's causing you to not take the action steps.
Yes.
Absolutely. We've been there.
Absolutely. We've been there and we continue to be there. I mean, I am back in my maintenance range now, and I had been a little bit above it for a few months. And so we are right along with you doing this work, right? We don't have it all figured out and it's perfect. And, you know, don't put us up on this pedestal, right? That's not the power of coaching. The power of coaching is that we get to work on this alongside with you, and we'll never have it all figured out. And I consider that good news. I think life would be pretty boring if we had everything figured out. So can y'all hear me better now? I had my notebook up on my computer and I think that was the problem. So glad y'all can hear me better now. All right, let's go into a few other reasons about why you might be on the fence. And by the way, Kim and Alice, I know you all mentioned in the chat that you were on the fence. And so I'd love for you to put in the Q&A. If we haven't answered your question already or your concern already, then let's address it, right? So put that in the Q&A and we'll talk about it. So another reason why you might be on the fence is maybe you just don't know, kind of like we hear this so often, Kathy, don't we, about like, I just don't know why I can't figure this out. I don't know why I do what I do. I don't know why I just keep overeating. And so I'm afraid that if I get into private coaching and they ask me why, or they ask me what my thoughts are, I'm going to, you know, say, I don't know. And we're not supposed to say, I don't know. So, we want to address that in terms of we allow I don't know inside private coaching, because really a big part of what we do inside of there is we help you take guesses and we help you figure out the whys. Often, I don't know about you, Kathy, but often with so many of my clients, they're looking for that deep, dark, complicated reason of why they can't stop overeating, or they just keep overeating. And so often it is just a habit. It is just a very simple thought that they just have a habit of thinking. Mm-hmm. And so we can work with them on identifying that and recognizing that and normalizing that.
Yeah. So absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I had a client not too long ago who I asked a question to, and she's, you know, I could tell she was perplexed by the question. So sometimes what we do is we will re-ask the question in a different way. And then she said, I don't know, and started talking. So a lot of times we just sit and listen and wait for you to be comfortable enough to tell us what's, you know, what's going on. And whenever you say, I don't know, but you keep your mind open, something else may come out and it may not. But I don't know about you, Betsy, but I'm really patient with I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't. Maybe I can just ask the question in a little bit different way that kind of pokes in a little area that opens something up for them. I am always telling my clients to make sure you are open to everything that's going on in your head. Even if it's for just a little time, if that's all you can tolerate, because that's going to be the key to your kingdom. Right? That's going to be what we can work on to make sure that you are showing up exactly like you intend to.
And what's so great about private coaching, just what came up as you were talking, Kathy, was, you know, what's so great is that you have this dedicated one-on-one time with your coach every week. So you have this time, to talk it out. And your coach knows you because you all talk every week. And so you really can get to the heart of the matter much quicker than just, you know, maybe getting on a coaching call with Corinne or MJ, you know, 1 week, or asking a question and ask coaches. All of those are very helpful, but the power of private coaching is this dedicated one-on-one time. We are going to show up for you every week. We will be there for you every week, and you can just talk. And what we've heard so many times, Kathy, just like you said, is that when you just start talking, you figure a lot of stuff out. When you just, you know, when you just start taking guesses, when you're not sure what's going on, but you just start talking, you know, your brain opens up and you really are able to figure a lot of things out. So that's just another power of private coaching, is just that dedicated time every week. So I know y'all are asking some of the kind of specific questions about kind of how it works and the structure and all that kind of stuff. And we'll get to that in just a minute. Wait list and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll get to that, all those details in just a minute. So let me see if there's any other, this was one for you, Kathy. I want you to start talking about it. You were talking about time, kind of looking for the perfect time to start private coaching.
Yeah. I hear this a lot. I don't think I'm ready to hire a coach. Well, how do you decide if you're ready to hire a coach? You know, are you stalled? Do you know you have thoughts, old shitties that you don't know what to do with? Are you scared? Is there something from something that happened to you that you want to help work through? Like, let's say you lost a loved one and you find yourself in the pantry every night because you miss them. It can be very situational. But it can also be, you know, totally, I know I need some help right now. I need some account. I want some personal accountability more than my group. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the number of people I get in the Slack and I say, hey, I didn't see your plan today. You know, we talked about doing 7 days of plans. Make sure you don't forget me. So how do you know when it's the right time? If you're thinking about it, it's probably the right time. And I'm just being honest. I mean, that's the way it was for me. I could not get that very first time I hired that coach. I couldn't get it out of my head. I was like, you mean I can hire somebody to help me with this? And I would keep thinking and I would notice these crappy thoughts and I would be like, I just need to bite the bullet. And I'm so glad I did. And I just, like I said, I've had a coach ever since for whatever reason.
We hear it all, right? We hear, well, let me just get through the summer, or let me get to the summer. Let me wait until the kids go back to school, or let me wait until after the holidays, or let me wait until, but y'all, you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. Mm-hmm. And there's never mm-hmm. a perfect time. And if it, you know, it kind of reminds me of like when I go shopping and I see something I like, but it's like, okay, I'm not going to get it right now. I'm going to wait and kind of see if I keep thinking about it. I've actually got this dress that I saw the other day. And it's like, it's kind of like that, where it's like, if it just keeps coming up, if you just kind of keeps nagging at you, then it's usually the right time. It's usually the right time. It's usually something that's just, it's time for you to do it. So
I'd be curious to know, you know, I've seen several clients, current clients on the call. You know, how did you know it was the right time? Like Rhonda, how did you know it was the right time?
Yes.
I know she was here.
And there's actually a couple of good questions, kind of similar questions in the chat about what if the coach hasn't experienced kind of what you've experienced, or if the coach hasn't experienced something that you've experienced, can a coach still help you? Or what if your coach has not lost all of her weight? Can she still help you? Or, you know, what if you don't need weight loss coaching? And Tammy, we talked a lot about that a minute ago about, yes, we can help you with any kind of thing that's happening in your life, because, you know, again, even if you don't need help with weight loss, we're usually not losing weight because of something else that's going on in our lives. And so we can absolutely coach on anything. And we can also coach on things that we have not experienced ourselves, because what does it all come back to, y'all? It all comes back to the thoughts and the stories that you're telling yourself about your life. And so I coach, I don't have kids. I coach moms all the time about their thoughts around their kids. Kathy, what's something that you've coached on that you have not experienced yourself?
I have a couple of teachers. Yeah. I've never been a teacher. So right now we're in the summertime and mm-hmm. they're already, you know, like, man, I got to go back to school in August and I don't know what I'm going to do. So what I'm doing with them is taking July to really solidify the habits that they want to have when school gets back. So I've never been a teacher, but I think what makes us good coaches on this team is that we're good listeners and good question askers.
Yes.
You know, because what our job is to not like agree with you, but it's to be really curious and help you be curious about what's going on in your mind. Because as you know, from these four ends work, whatever you're thinking is going to affect how you show up for your weight loss in life, in the classroom, as a mom, you know, all those things. So that's what we do. We just know how to ask really good questions to help you uncover, you know, what might be blocking you.
I really do think that's like our superpower is we're the best listeners you will have in your life. And we are the best questioners.
Yeah.
That you will have. And we are not in your life, right? I mean, you may have some people in your life, your best friend or whatever, who's a great listener, but they are not, you know, seeing your life as objectively, right, as we can. And we can really look at your life and because we're not in it, we're not in the drama and all of that. And we can see it in a very clear way and ask you some really quick, great questions as well. So, All right. Well, we got a bunch of questions we need to answer here, but Rhonda, one of my private clients, talked about how she, grief is another thing that, that we can help, help you all with. She said, I needed it not only for food, but to help me get through losing my best friend of 40 years. It's more than food. I didn't know grief was causing the eating. And so we help you make those connections that why are you overeating? And it's because of something else that's going on in your life. And she also says the age of your coach doesn't matter. Yeah. She's, you know, older than I am. I have some clients who are younger than I am. So we're all trained to really, serve anyone that comes to us.
Mm-hmm. There's a really great question in the Q&A, mm-hmm. Betsy, if you want to talk about it. We've been talking about kind of globally what coaches do about asking questions and loving you during the process, being that person that's always going to be there for you. This is a sort of a specific question about assignments. Do you give your clients homework?
Yes, absolutely. Almost every week.
Yeah. What type of homework do you give?
So, kind of what immediately comes to mind. Well, you know, many of my clients are just practicing the four basics and working on their habits. And so many of my clients post their plans, assessments, discovery worksheets, successful urge worksheets. That's one of my very favorite worksheets here in OBS. And so they just are posting that on a weekly basis. But some special assignments I do are maybe just some journaling prompts. I'm trying to think of the client that I just had right before we came on here, I encourage her to journal on. She's actually, her accountability group is coming into town to do camp together in a couple of weeks, and they're going to some wineries. And she really wants to develop a plan to go to these wineries and not overdrink and really just show up the way she wants to. And so I encouraged her to journal on what's really important when her accountability group is here and how does she want to show up? What is her specific plan? All of that kind of stuff. I also love to give homework about writing a letter to either maybe your past self, your future self, someone in your life that you're working on with a relationship. Just the writing of a letter can really help you work some things through. What about you, Kathy?
Like you, my clients who are very beginners and just trying to learn how to keep commitments to themselves, I will give them very doable homework. So like 7 days of plans and just post in your Slack channel that you're done. 7 days of 64 ounces of water. So I make very doable, tailored homework for each client. my group of clients doesn't all get the same homework. It's very tailored based on what they need. And then on the other end of the spectrum, when I have a client who's really trying to dig into a specific issue, I will give them a very tailored journal prompt just for them. So I'm not like going to the planner or to the journaling thing and pulling out, you know, okay, this one sounds good. I am listening to them and giving them a question to ask. And I might tell them to ask it, to answer it for every day for 7 days. Because a lot of times, if you've done that, Betsy, I don't know if you have, the answer evolves. Yes. And at about day 4 or 5, you're like, I didn't even know that was in there. You know, if you just continually focus on the same question, it also gives the coach insight as to what's going on in your mind so that we can help you that much further. So those are two of my favorites. It's just creating that weekly consistency and then the very tailored questions that I'll ask them to answer for me between calls.
And again, that is one of the perks, right? Of private coaching is a very tailored experience. It's very specific to you. And because we know you, right? We're talking to you every week. And so, all right, let's get kind of into some just really how private coaching works, because I know some of you all have some questions about how it's structured and things like that. So we mentioned that we're kind of been mentioning the coaching calls that we have every week. And so if you do sign up for private coaching, you get up to 1 25-minute call per week with your coach. And that can be the same day and time every week. You schedule your coaching calls each week. And so it's really up to you and your schedule, and it's very flexible. I will say we get a lot done in 25 minutes on a call. Don't you agree, Kathy, that, you know, we really, because we're talking to you every week and we know you, we don't need all the backstory. We don't need a lot of details. We can, and really the best thing is for you to come to your session with what you want to talk about and what you want to address. And we can zone in on it very quickly and really get a lot done in that 25 minute session.
Yeah, for sure. And part of my 20, I try to keep my sessions, it's almost like a continuous conversation. So we'll have a conversation, I'll give homework. Then at the beginning of the next session, I'll say, well, how was your week? What did you figure out from your homework? So it's almost like just a continual conversation we have week after week. I have one client, Betsy, this is so fun. She told me when I met with her the very first time, she said, I'm going to try and lead you down a merry road. You keep me focused on overeating. Mm-hmm. I was like, self-advocacy for the win. So when I see her going down a merry road, I'm like, you told me we're talking about urges and overeating. And she'll just smile. She'll go, yeah, I'm going down the merry road because I don't want to talk about it. Yes. So it's that kind of get to know you conversation that happens. And we are just like right in with you, helping you figure things out.
And helping keep you focused, right?
Keep
you
yes.
focused on what your goals are. Because what we do when we first start working with clients is that the first call, we lay out and really outline with you what your goals are in private coaching. And one of my favorite questions to ask is, you know, how do you see your life look different in, you know, a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now? And let's work towards that so that we have a very clear goal that we're moving towards. And so, of course, things happen in life. And, you know, like you said, Kathy, we can kind of go, you know, on these other roads, but a coach can really keep you focused on, okay, what are we really here to do? What are we really, what are really the goals that you're wanting to work on, and keep you focused on those? So, all right. So the 25-minute call every week. And then one of my favorite things to talk about that a lot of you all may not know about is our interaction in between time, in between our sessions with in Slack, which is a messaging app that we use. And that's where clients can post their plans and assessments. They get to just upload those or take a picture of them with their phone. It's really simple. And so I see plans and assessments in there, all kinds of different worksheets, journaling. You can just ask a question to your coach, and we check Slack 5 days a week, all the coaches do. And so there's some great coaching and some great learning and evolving that can happen in the in-between time. So it's not just the one call per week. And so I love that Slack and what happens in the in between time.
So I do that too. Mm-hmm. Once I go in, I tell my clients, I go in once a day and I mm-hmm. sweep through all of the channels and I follow up with some people I haven't heard from. I respond to the people I have. If someone, mm-hmm. if I'm looking for specific homework by a specific day, I'll do that. And sometimes I just give them eyeballs to say, I've read this, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes I say, this will be something great for us to talk about on our next call. And sometimes I'm in there just typing away with the coaching. It just mm-hmm. depends on the client and what they're working on and what I think they need that's best for them in the moment.
And this is you do have a private channel between mm-hmm. you and your coach.
Yeah.
So just something I didn't say was that it is totally private. And yeah. But we also have some fun opportunities to interact with other private coaching clients. If you want to, it's totally optional. Mm-hmm. Some people want to just have it be totally private. And that is sometimes in the Slack workspace, the coaches will kind of do some fun interaction with the clients. I have a special channel for the clients that are coming to camp in just a couple of weeks. And so they're getting to discuss that and maybe make plans to get together or hook up or whatever it is. But we also have a private coaching Facebook group. Again, totally optional, but it's a great way to ask questions of other private coaching clients and maybe find an accountability partner, just ask questions, things like that. So that's another little perk of being in private coaching. And the last thing is our private coaching newsletter, which comes out every 2 weeks. And your coach gives you the link to that. And that is only for No BS women who are in private coaching. And every week we have, what is it, Kathy, in the newsletter? The coaching nugget.
Yes. The coaching nugget.
Listen, you. So every week in the newsletter, there is an audio. We call it a nugget. I just love that we call it a nugget.
Nugget.
We have an audio nugget that one of the coaches records, and it's just something that's been on their mind that maybe can help one of you, you know, help you all in your journey with weight loss or whatever you're working on in private coaching. And our clients love it. They love to hear from maybe a different coach that they're not working with every week. And it's just, Kathy, yours recently was about setting goals and mm-hmm. boom goals. I just listened to that one.
It's, I find my nugget, y'all, was about creating that big goal and how overwhelming the big goal might be and how to break it down into smaller pieces. Because that's what I do with my clients. Mm-hmm. They might have 100 pounds to lose and they come in going, I'm never going to lose 100 pounds, Coach Betsy, Coach Kathy, whoever I'm talking to. And then, you know, I'll say, but what about in 90 days? How many can you lose 10 in 90 days? Well, yeah, that's doable. Okay, let's start there. And then in the next 90 days, we'll set another goal. So it's all about, you know, breaking things down. And that's what a coach can do for you. And the coach also helps you keep an eye on both goals without getting overwhelmed.
Yes.
We're just really good, Betsy.
Aren't we good? Love my job. All right, let me share my screen real quick and show you all the private coaching page on the website. Do y'all see the website here?
Yes.
You see it, Kathy? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just always making sure I've got the right screen up.
Good, and, Betsy.
Yes, I wanted to start with just the general website, just so you all would see how to get to it from nobswomen.com. And so you go over here down to Ask Coaches and Private Coaching, and you click on the Private Coaching button. And it comes up and you see some of our beautiful coaches there. There's just a very short video from Corinne that just gives you some general information. And what I really wanted to show you all, though, is our coaches. So many of you all may know me and Kathy because we've been around for a while. But we now have a team of, is it 10? Almost 10. We actually have a new coach that is starting next week, y'all. So I'm just super excited about how our coaching team is growing. And so here's what I want you all to do. If you are interested in private coaching, to click and read about our coaches, because you may just read something. And the way that you do that is you go down here to read more, Coach Dina, We have a before and after photo for every one of our coaches and just a little bit of information about each one of them. And we're all just unique and special in our own ways. And I really encourage you all to read those descriptions and just see who kind of resonates with you. Because again, all of our coaches are different. They have different strengths. They have different life experiences. And I always say, you know, all of our coaches are amazing. They can coach on everything, but you absolutely can. If you have, I like to recommend two or three coaches that you're interested in working with. I make the matches, y'all. So it's not some, you know, computer doing it or, you know, wizard behind the curtain doing it. But if you all have a specific coach or maybe two or three coaches that you're interested in working with, I definitely recommend that you let us know when you sign up. And yeah, we'll do our best to make that match. Some of you all have asked about a wait list. There is, and really kind of the answer is it depends. It depends on the coach. It depends on their availability, whether there is a wait list or not. But here's the deal about a wait list, y'all. I actually think it's a good thing because it gives you time. We ask you to review the No BS course again, because you're always at a different place. You always hear something new and you prepare yourself. And then you can also really get good at practicing your habits as you're leading up to waiting to get started with private coaching. And then you'll be able to hit the ground running. So,
and your day one in coaching doesn't begin until your first call.
Correct.
So if you're like, I think I saw Robin said she was on the wait list. If you're like Robin, she's already got her slot. Mm-hmm. She's waiting on her coach. Her day one will start when that coach reaches out to her and they schedule that first call.
Yes.
But I love what you were saying about the different types, the different coaches and their different life experience. I'm just looking through here. Mm-hmm. Y'all, Coach Dina can go on any vacation and not lose weight. I mean, not gain weight.
Not gain weight. Yeah.
she's got it nailed. Coach Christy is probably the closest to like MJ Light.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Lisa is really great at coaching on drinking, and mm-hmm. she's got a very calm demeanor, kind of like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Heather, help me here if you want. Coach yes. Heather is incredible. She's got a lot of, she's super deep dive.
Yes, I was going to say deep dive.
Yes. If you're a bottom line bitch, don't ask for Coach Heather because she's going to want all the data, all the worksheets, all the everything. Coach Julie, sex, intimacy, body image. She's just incredible.
But also just amazing with, she is in the middle of her weight loss journey. Yep. And kind of to go back to that question about, if someone hasn't lost all of their weight, and what we always say is that, a coach only just needs to be a step or two ahead to coach you. But I almost kind of disagree with that. And it's like, who better to help you as a coach than someone who is actually right where you are and is going through and learning and growing right along with you, along with the skills that they have as a coach.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, several of our coaches are in the middle of their weight loss journeys. And I think that that's amazing because they are really, I don't know about you, Kathy, but I lost my weight back in 2015. You lost your weight right around that same time. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I have a lot of wisdom to share. It's been a little while. And so, so many of these coaches are right there with you in their journey.
Yeah. Coach Mish, I saw her coach the other day. Y'all see that smile on her face? That's the face you get when you're coaching. She is like so extraordinarily easy to talk to. Yes. I just love her. She's such a great addition to the team. And then Coach Ashley, does anybody love everyone as much as Coach Ashley? She is sweet as pie. And you've just got a team. You got a team of coaches, Betsy, that is so unique, in their own right, but just amazing, amazing people.
Yes. Yes. Oh gosh. I just am so proud of this team and all of the love and the compassion that we bring to our clients.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So let me just kind of scroll down. There's me. That was the last video I did. We'll probably be uploading this video into that spot after we're done here today. But all of these questions, a lot of the questions that y'all have been answering, we'll get them answered today, but they're also on this page somewhere. We also have a few stories of clients that, you know, we would love for you to read because it really talks about all the different things that they've worked on inside private coaching and the results that they've gotten. So I encourage you all to read through those, but I want to scroll down here to the FAQs, because that is, again, will probably help most of you all get most of your questions answered because I've just been seeing a lot of these questions in the chat and in the Q&A. So, all right, let me get out of here and then.
Oh, wait, yes. Will you show them the form? Because I'm getting a lot of questions about, can I start in November? Can I pick my coach? That kind of stuff. Will you just like show them how the form works and where they can put their information, and then maybe how you get back to them if there's a, let's say they ask for Julie, mm-hmm. and Julie has like a 10-week wait list. Totally hypothetical.
Right.
You might get back to them in a certain way and say, you can have this or you can have that. Would you just kind of run through that for them?
Yes. Well, this is actually the sign up form here. And I can't actually get to the form that you're talking about, but I'll talk about it for a second. But this is actually how you actually sign up and pay to kind of secure your place on the wait list. But the way that it works is after you kind of go through this process of signing up and paying, then you will fill out a short form for us that just gives us your general information. But then there's also a space down at the bottom that basically asks, is there anything else you'd like us to know about your coaching preferences? And that is where you will talk about if there's a specific coach that you're interested in working with, if you have a specific time that you'd like to start with private coaching. I know I'm working with a couple of clients on that right now in terms of, you know, they've got some vacations coming up and things like that, and they really don't want to get started until after they get back. Any of that kind of information that you'd like us to know to help you get started in the best way possible, that is on that form. Mm-hmm. So is that what you were talking about, Kathy?
Yeah. Yeah. And then once the form is submitted, yes. Betsy acknowledges it within a day or two, I think.
Yes. You will hear from me within 48 hours. Mm-hmm. With all kinds of information about, if there is a wait list time and all those suggestions about what you can do while you're waiting, or you will hear from a coach and you'll go ahead and get started. So it really just does depend on the availability of each coach. And of course, the bottom line is, y'all see this little blue circle down here at the bottom? If y'all have any questions about anything, you can always just click on that and put the attention to me, and I'd be glad to answer any questions you have about private coaching, because that's really what I do all day, is just help clients really have the best experience in private coaching. So anything else, Kathy, that you can think of before we get out of here?
Yeah,
actually, go ahead.
No, that's a good point. And then I'll do mine.
Okay. I just saw this question down here. Sometimes your insurance through your work or through, you know, family members' insurance, you can get some private coaching covered. And so this gives you information about kind of how to talk to your insurance company and your doctor about possibly having private coaching get covered through your insurance or through your healthcare benefits. And so this is all information there. And then, let's see, many of y'all have asked about the price, and Kathy's answered that in the Q&A. So we do have, always go back to Corinne. She says, we don't want any tire kickers in private coaching. We want someone to really commit to private coaching. And so what we have you all do is sign up for an initial 3-month commitment in private coaching, because with 3 months, that's really, you know, that gives you enough time to really start getting some results in private coaching and to just kind of get your, you know, you and your coach get to know each other. And so that's why we have you sign up for that initial 3-month commitment. So, and it is $14.97. And then thereafter, you go on a month-to-month basis at $4.97 a month. Mm-hmm. And Kathy, what were you going to talk about?
Yeah. So one of the questions in the Q&A was, what makes a coach qualified to do this work? And I think that's a great question. I would, if I were procuring a service, I would ask the same thing. What makes you the best choice for me? We have all been through a coach certification program. Life Coach School is the certification program that we've all chosen. We do continual education through the Life Coach School, through their certified program, extras, I suppose you'd say, through their podcast. We go to a yearly conference together and we learn more about questions we can ask, ways we can show up as coaches. So that's probably the biggest thing. But the other thing we have is Coach Betsy, because she does review for us. And she says, you know, another opportunity you had to ask you could have asked this question, or you could have done this. And I really like how you did this. So we get our own feedback on coaching. That's what makes us so good at feedback, right? At taking critique. So we are.
Kathy, what is your favorite kind of feedback. Power thought about feedback?
Well, I have two of them. The first one is feedback is my opportunity to grow. And the other one is, in this case, feedback is Betsy's investment in me and in you. Okay. Because Betsy's not just trying to make me a better coach so that I can show up better. She's trying to help me continually grow as a coach so I can show up really great for you. And I think that's the key. So yeah, we've got our education, we've got our, you know, books that we read and all that kind of stuff, but we also have real humans in Betsy and MJ and Corinne who give us feedback to help us be the best coaches we can be.
And I think you all really know that, you know, Corinne is our leader around here, and she is always, always up leveling the resources that we have here inside No BS. She was actually talking to that the other day about how we're on our fourth or fifth iteration of the No BS weight loss course, because she is always researching and growing and really figuring out what will best serve you all as members. And that's what we also do inside of private coaching, is that we never stop learning and growing and getting feedback and improving and making mistakes and learning from them and all of those things, so that we can serve you all in the best way that we can.
Yep. So that's right.
All right. Well, I think that we have answered all the questions, but if there's something that you all did not get answered, then please, you can always just email support@pnptribe.com or that little blue circle on every page on our website that has the little question mark. You can write in there and ask, but I did see at least one person maybe signed up during the call. So I'm super excited to work with you all and get started with this. So anything you want to end with?
No. I just appreciate you, Betsy, and the work that you put into making sure that private coaching is exactly what it needs to be. It's very, very individual. It's not cookie cutter, y'all. It is very individually tailored. Each session is individually tailored to you. And I know, you know, there's not a coach on this team that doesn't love working individually with clients. I mean, it's why I get up. It's why I came back to coaching. I missed it. It felt like coming home after being admin and on the team and, you know, leading teams and all that kind of stuff. I was like, I miss my people. I miss helping people find their best life, helping people lose their weight, all that stuff. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think all the coaches have that extraordinary personal mission to help you all be the best that you can be. So if you're on the fence, get off that.
Right. I hope we help you get off the fence, but if for some reason you are still on the fence and you want to talk with me more and just have any specific questions, please reach out. Don't stay on that prickly fence any longer, and let's just help you make a decision. And sounds like some of y'all are going to sign up. So I'm super excited. All right, y'all, we are going to get out of here. I've got another private coaching call here in 6 minutes. So, and I know, Kathy, you're working, you've got your clients too. So
that's right. I do.
All right. This was so much fun. Y'all take care and please let us know if we can help you any further. All right. Mm-hmm.